WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. On Tuesdays, we check in with WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines, to hear what story she's sending the newsroom reporters out to cover in the world. We call it Kate Has a Plan, because she always does. Welcome back, Kate.
Hello, Allison.
We missed you. You were a little bit under the weather. And then
I'm back and better than ever.
You are in fine form. All right. So, big day for politics. Where are people going?
Well, my reporters are fanning out to talk to voters today. There is a primary in New York, but not everybody gets to vote. This is kind of making me bitter because I don't have a contested election in my district.
But don't be bitter.
Other people get to vote. The big race that everyone is watching is, of course, for Queens District Attorney. There are seven candidates on the ballot. One dropped out, so there's really six, but the seventh name appears. The seat is open after nearly 30 years of having Richard Brown in office. So it's a watershed moment. We're hearing, you know, different things about turnout from across the city. I would love to hear from listeners and how they're making their choices on who to vote for. You know, what brought you to the polls? What are the important issues to you? What do you think today's election will say about the state of politics in Queens? Give us a call. Allison, what's the number?
212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, if you'd like to call in and fill Kate in on what's moving you to the polls.
Yeah. And not just Queens District Attorney, there are some other races as well. For sort of inscrutable positions like delegates to the Judicial Convention, for most people in New York City, you're going to go to the polls, see lists of names of people you have literally never heard of in your life. There's going to be a list of like 33 people, and it will say, choose 16. If you are one of those voters, how do you make that decision? Did you do some crash Googling last night before, you know, did you look up your ballot to get the names? This is, you know, something that we're watching.
So in terms of this Queens, this race, how would you describe how this race has gone? Has it been friendly? Has it been protracted? Has it been...
Protracted is probably the best term. And I should say that this is the Democratic primary. It's not the general election, but who wins today is all but assured to be the victor in November, because there's really no... because of turnout and enrollment in the Democratic Party in Queens is so strong that even if a Republican mounts a serious challenge, it's unlikely.
All right, and this is the most 101 question. This matters, aside from the race and the office, what are the bigger implications of this win?
Well, there's a couple things. District attorneys have some latitude in how they prosecute crimes in their neck of the woods. There was also a story that came out a couple of weeks ago that talked about how the Queens District Attorney's Office is sitting on $80 million in settlement money that it hasn't spent yet from a bank settlement. Manhattan's District Attorney Office got a nice chunk of change, and as did the Queens DA. So they have a lot of money to spend on a lot of things, and they've been kind of, you know, holding their powder because they know a new district attorney is coming in and will want to make some decisions about how to spend that money. But, you know, traditionally, like, prosecutions of crimes, they decide. They make big decisions.
Let's go to Nancy in Queens. Nancy has an answer for you, Kate. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for calling All of It.
Thank you. I just voted about a half hour ago, and I changed my vote because I listened to National Public Radio, who gave me a brief synopsis of each candidate. So I actually changed. I changed my vote.
What caused the change? What
because,
issue?
I heard that Cortez and New York Times were leaning towards one specific person. And so I was going with someone else, and I went with another woman.
So So if I interpret this correctly, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the New York Times endorsement of Tiffany Caban is what swayed your which swayed you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Nancy, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Huh. So I want to talk about the other big Democratic issue. There's a debate. There are debates.
There's 4 hours of debates.
There's debates.
So tell me Wednesday.
Who's reporting and what's the angle?
Wednesday and Thursday. Our reporter Bridget Bergen is going to be watching. Night one tomorrow night is our mayor, Bill de Blasio, who will face off against nine other candidates, one of whom is New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. So in this, we're really watching our local people, you know, people who have affiliations with New York and New Jersey. And for us, that's the mayor, Cory Booker. And then on Thursday night, Kirsten Gillibrand is debating. It's going to be really a difficult evening. There's 10 candidates on stage each night. So how you get 10 people to engage in conversation that is meaningful, even over the course of 2 hours, is going to be something to watch. But this is, of course, the first presidential debate of the 2020 election season. And what Bridget's going to be watching for is how Bill de Blasio's message plays with a larger crowd of people. You know, we've heard a lot from him. We've heard him use the lines like, there's enough money in this world, it just needs to be redistributed. Like, how does that, we know how we as New Yorkers react to that. How do voters react to that?
Got another call for you. Someone answering your questions, Kate. This is Lawrence from Bayside. Lawrence, thanks for calling All of It. Can you answer Kate's question?
Well, I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to be answering the question exactly.
That's okay.
I was, of course, motivated to vote because of the Queens DA race, but I discovered that I'm also going to be picking the next Democratic candidate for civil court judge, which is part of the entry system for judges through the entire unified system and has always been controlled by the Democratic machine. And to find out who was running and anything about them was an investigation. It's not something that WNYC has taken care of or the New York Times. I was up in the air about the DA's race until the Times endorsed, and that helped me, although their endorsement is not exactly ringing. It's better than nothing. I don't like the candidates that are running particularly. Mm-hmm. But we have a lawyer who went to St. John's, who apparently was at the AG's office in the Virgin Islands, who's been a practicing lawyer in Forest Hills, I think, who lives in Flushing, who was selected by the Democratic machine, and someone who looks like a reformer, a woman who came to the United States from Puerto Rico at 16 and learned English, became a lawyer, and now works in the fitness division of the appellate courts.
So, Lawrence, if I can ask, how did you do your research?
Well, I went online, and after asking specifically who's endorsing who and what's going on, I'm still in the dark about this. This is a guess. And all of these candidates that are on the low lines in all these elections, New Yorkers never know what we're doing with this.
Right.
And we're better educated and more interested in politics generally than the general electorate.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not news to you that the judicial selection process in New York is a black box. That's what Bridget called it this morning, and it's truth. And it's the most machiniest of machine politics. It's actually been litigated at the Supreme Court level, which decided that New York's selection process was constitutional but still kind of stupid. And that was the exact word they used, stupid. So I feel you, Lawrence.
Lawrence, thank you so much for calling in, weighing in, and bringing that up. I want to slide in the Knicks.
Oh, the Knicks.
What happened with the Knicks?
They have an ongoing feud with the New York Daily News, and they banned a Daily News reporter from a press conference it held after the NBA draft last week, which the league said, you know what, you really can't do it. And in a statement, the Knicks said, okay, we acknowledge the error. We will provide access to credentialed media, and we will pay a $50,000 fine. This is something that has been going on for quite some time. I don't entirely know the backstory, but I'm super interested in it.
All right. Well, we'll find out, I'm sure, from one of your fine reporters from the great Cracker Jack WNYC newsroom. Kate Hines, thanks for joining us for this edition of Kate Has a Plan.
Thank you.
We'll let you get back to work. You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you at the top of the hour for our next hour. Live music, as well as Emily Nussbaum, New Yorker TV critic. Stay with us.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.